Let's just jump right in.
Wait, hey.
So does this have to do with you, like, not being embarrassed anymore, or what?
All of the
above.
Not
getting embarrassed. Oh.
Yeah. Wait, should we pour wine first?
Sure, I guess. Okay, so today we're drinking the Free Gamay by Maison Noir from, he's in Oregon, right?
Yeah, it's Willamette Valley.
Willamette Valley, okay.
It's Willamette, damn it. I'm so sick of people saying it wrong.
How else do people say it?
I don't even know. Just like the most unhinged, like, it's Willamette.
Willamette? I've never heard that before in my entire life.
I think every time someone says it to me, they say it wrong. But I just started correcting them because I don't care. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Well, I decided that, like, nothing can scare me anymore. And so I saw this thing on Facebook, like, on the Scottsdale Living Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And it was these this guy being like, my wife and I own a ghost hunting company. And we're, like, looking for haunted spots. And also we're looking for team members to join our team. So, of course, I messaged them. And I was like, can I join your team?
Okay.
Anyway, it's not, like, much of a story. We were messaging back and forth. They sent me all these interview questions. I answered them. And they were like, that's great answers. But one of them was like, what's your limit? And I think I just said, like, nothing illegal, basically.
What do you mean limit? Like,
I don't know, it was a really ominous question. What would your limit be in regards to ghost hunting?
Well, when I think about, because this is essentially like a beginning interview, right?
Yeah.
So my limit, I feel like it would have to pertain to, like, what the ghosts are doing. Do you know what I mean? Like, what do they mean, the limit?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't want to be possessed. I don't want, like a ghost to,
that'd
like...
That'd be kind of fun.
You'd feel something, finally.
Yeah, I would finally feel something.
But, yeah, I guess that would be my limit. But, like, I guess they can't do anything... They obviously can't, like, trespass on, like, random property and shit.
Yeah.
To get permission.
That's
so
basically
that
what I said.
That would be the illegal part.
I was like, yeah, nothing illegal such as trespassing.
Anyways. Yeah, no, that would be my limit. I wouldn't want to be possessed by a ghost. And I wouldn't want to, yeah, trespass or anything. But
I think I accidentally ghosted the ghost hunters. Because
oh.
They, like, sent me a video. And they, well, for starters, they were like, yeah, like, it kind of sounded like, yeah, like, we want you on our team. And then they started sending me these messages, like, we're really family-oriented, like, we always bring our kids, like, blah, 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 which kind of odd, whatever. but I was like, okay, sounds good, like, whatever. And then they sent me this video, and they were like, review it, like, let us know what you think.
What was in the video? Did you watch it?
I haven't really watched it. Maybe we should watch it right now. Because I just got distracted.
If
honestly.
You can pull it up fast, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's on Facebook Messenger.
That's where all great stories start. Facebook Messenger.
A lot of them.
Wow. So, not only were you a potential ghost hunter, but you have a real estate license in California and Oregon. You've owned two businesses? Three?
I don't really know how many.
Okay. and now you're a SOM. Wow.
Well, I kind of just wanted to be a ghost hunter so that I could put it in my Instagram bio. Like, sommelier and ghost hunter. That would be insane.
That's a fun combination that
yeah.
You don't really see too often.
Okay, here's the video. Let's watch it.
Okay, for those of you that are watching and listening, you can't see the video, but
there's like nothing happening.
Two children in front of a bookshelf. One of the shelves has, like, a weird-looking doll on it.
There's, like, three creepy dolls on the shelves.
Yeah.
Seemingly an orb.
Where's the orb? I don't see that. Oh. But...
I'm still waiting for something to happen. We have 13 seconds left. Is it just, like,
off.
A light that goes on and off on its own? I don't get it.
I'm assuming this is the children that come along.
Yeah.
Like, there were little kids walking in front of this, like, doll thing. Wait, what happened in the... Okay, wait.
Should we zoom up? Yeah, I think it's just, like, a flashlight turning on and off on its own.
Nothing insane happened.
Yeah.
Bogus. Well, first of all, they're looking...
Yeah, so basically I ghosted the ghost hunters because I don't have anything to say about that video.
Well, and plus, like, this is the wrong market to be in. In Scottsdale, ghost hunting?
Well, it's, like, all over... I mean, I think there is, like, haunted shit in the valley because of, like, the Wild West.
I mean, I guess so, but I don't think Scottsdale...
They were in Scottsdale. They were, like, 45 minutes away.
Oh. Like, yeah. West Valley? North?
Yeah, like, West Valley.
Oh.
So.
I wonder what's up there.
Hmm. I don't know. But on that Facebook post, I saved it because people were commenting, like, all of these, like, haunted abandoned places. So maybe we should just become ghost hunters on our own.
Honestly, I'm not really into scary movies. They freak me the fuck out.
Me neither, but I really want to see a ghost.
I would just like to hold that off for as long as I possibly can.
Okay.
Truly.
Maybe I'll go by myself and update you guys.
Yeah, I would love to watch all your videos and hear about the experience.
Perfect.
Maybe I wouldn't. I don't think I would partake necessarily. No. But we were at this wine bar before we came and recorded this podcast. Rewind in... We're in Scottsdale, right? Or is this Phoenix, technically?
This is Phoenix.
Okay, yeah. So, Rewind, I'm sorry we stole 15 of these cards from your Can of Worms game, but it
was looked my really fault. Fun. Jacob wanted to take pictures.
I did want to take pictures, but then we'd be, like, reading them as we were taking pictures of them, so it wouldn't have been, like, as... I don't know, some of these were just hot topics that we thought were, like, fun and interesting, and...
I feel like... I've never, like, shoplifted or, like, stolen, but I do think it's okay to steal from bars.
Oh, okay. I have shoplifted.
Okay.
Yeah.
So...
I was, like, in eighth grade, I think. I was, like, a tween.
That's okay.
Yeah.
God forgives you.
Oh. Do you think there should be laws similar to those about advertising alcohol and cigarettes, which ban promoting high-fat foods to kids?
I don't think there should be laws about any of them.
Like, there shouldn't be a government warning on alcohol labels.
Is there?
Yes. It's it's a requirement for every, at least in the U.S. Yeah. According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy. Consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause health problems.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was, like, a fair warning.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, common sense.
Yeah.
I mean? But then again, part of the common sense laws in... I mean, I'm assuming... I think that's what it's called, the common sense laws. Alcohol companies are not entitled or required to put nutritional facts on their labels.
Well, yeah, because
common sense.
Because, yeah, alcohol is bad for you.
You shouldn't have to care. You shouldn't care what's in it.
Can we talk about natural wine and how it's, like, low-key BS?
In what way?
Well, okay, that's not what I mean. Like, it is a thing. Like, it's... Okay, so natural wine, if you've never heard of it, is, like, it's kind of a marketing scheme in a way because it's not regulated.
Yeah. I would say, general rule of thumb, it's usually organically farmed and produced. And... low intervention, usually meaning that they don't add acid or sulfites or thickeners or anything. But then again, it's not regulated, so you really don't know what they're doing. But most of the time when you have a natural wine, you can taste it, because it tastes like kombucha to me, personally.
Yeah.
And I like that flavor, but a lot of people don't.
But the point I always make is, like, that's cool, like, all that, like, organic, like, hell yeah. But you're, like... My observation is the customers that buy it are, like, trying to be healthy. It's still alcohol. Like,
it's still alcohol, and even though you're not adding sulfites, there is still just sulfites naturally occurring.
Yes. There's no added sulfites.
Yeah, because sulfites are a byproduct of fermentation, period.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
One time I had a customer that had this little, like, metal, I think, stick that she put in her wine.
I've seen those, too.
And she was like, it removes the sulfites. There's no way.
How do those things, like, do you see them on the stick when you pull them out? Like...
No. I feel like that's just... That's just, like, boomer
marketing
scamming.
Yeah. I've seen that once before, too. I didn't even know what it was when I first...
Well, I asked her. I was like, why do you have, like,
a stirring stick in your wine?
She's like, it removes this... Also, why... This is a genuine question. Do you know why everybody is so scared of sulfites?
Maybe because they cause cancer or something. I don't know. But what doesn't cause cancer at this point?
Everything causes cancer, and... There's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah. Sage doesn't believe in sunscreen.
Well, the last time I wore sunscreen, it made me break out in hives. Or, like, not even hives. Like, a weird beehive-looking rash.
Oh.
So, not...
How long ago was that?
It was in June.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you wear sunscreen every day?
Well, my foundation has sunscreen.
Oh.
But, like, not on my body.
When you did your body, it broke out in hives?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, I might have worn sunscreen when I was in the Caribbean. Now that I think about it. Because my mom buys, like, all natural shit. So. But
what
I was,
even,
like, drunk the entire trip, so I don't really remember.
What even is, like, natural sunscreen? Anyways.
But wait, do we think they should be on... Do we think there should be a warning label on, like, fat kid foods?
Did you say warning label on fat kid foods?
Isn't that,
is that what
it says?
No, it's... Promoting high fat foods to kids.
Oh.
I mean, I'm still in the era of, like, eating whatever the hell I want without consequence.
Me too.
So, and plus when I was in school and when I was younger, I didn't really care either. And plus, I mean, I'm gonna say no.
Hot take. All food is good.
Yeah.
Like, if all you can afford is shitty high-fat food, then that's what you're gonna have to eat.
Like, Taco Bell hates to see us coming.
Yeah.
We're probably going there after this.
Probably.
So, like, is Taco Bell gonna have to, like, include a pitch when you're in the drive-thru? Like, hey, just so you know, we are a high-fat food chain.
Yeah, like, where's the line? Like,
yeah,
no.
In the words of Ron Swanson... This is America. I should be able to do whatever the fuck he said. Yeah, like, yeah, no. Just because, and plus also, like, high-fat foods don't, besides obesity, they're not, like, directly a link to, like, lung cancer or, like, liver cancer or, like...
Liver failure, lung failure.
Yeah, so...
Yeah.
It's
not the same thing as alcohol and nicotine.
No. And also, America thinks 50-50. Yes and no. So,
who's the 50 that said yes? People that have their shit together, probably.
The born-again Christians.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it ever okay to call in sick to work when you're not actually sick? By principle, no. But I have done it before.
I'm sure I've done it before. I just can't remember when. Not in a long time. By principle, no. But, like, also... I could see situations. It's not okay if you're like, I'm just going to go party. But what if you need, like, a mental health day or something?
Yeah. That's when I have called in sick when
yeah.
I wasn't sick. Yeah, I've never done that because... Like, I've never called into work because I was hungover. For me, I'm like, no, like, this... You have to push through. Like,
Do you remember this is
your own fault.
That one day when we were working together and I came in and then had to leave?
Yeah.
Because I was hungover.
Mm-hmm.
But I did come back 2 hours later.
You did. Wasn't it kind of busy that day, too?
It was. Oh. But I had, like, I was going to pass out or throw up. But I still think, like, to this day, I either, like, was drugged or, like, had also eaten something bad. Because I do not normally get that hungover.
Yeah.
With, like, the amount of drinks that I had.
You didn't call out, though.
No,
you,
I didn't. I still tried.
You came in and was like...
You're dying.
Yeah. No. I mean, by principle, no, but we've done it before. And this is also, like, a pretty even split, too. America thinks... Well, mostly yes. 50-50.
Oh, mostly yes?
53% yes, 47% no.
Yeah.
So it is okay.
But also, I think if it's like a family member died or something, you can be honest about that. You don't have to call in sick. You can call in depressed.
You could just say, there's been a death in the family. I'm not coming into work today.
Yeah. Or like car trouble. Like, you can just be honest.
Yeah, I think that's a different
scenario. No, most people think it's okay just to do whatever you want.
Okay. This one's intriguing. Does believing in God make you a better person? No.
Yes.
But when people say that they believe in God, how do you know that they're not lying to you?
I'm just going based on, like, personal experience.
Yes.
Like, people that... Well, I guess it just... It depends.
Because there are some people that are, like, total Bible thumpers, believe in God in some way, shape, or form, but are actually, like, not nice people.
Yeah, they're actually assholes.
Yeah. That makes me think, I'm like, do you actually believe in God, or is this just a facade?
I'm just trying to go based on, like, my personal experiences with people.
Yeah.
And, like, friends or family members or people that I've known that claim to be religious are generally, like, very kind people.
Yeah.
But I will say, like...
There's also kind people that don't believe in anything.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah.
But I was gonna say, like, also, I'm going based off of my friends. So, like, there's already, like, some filter there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not gonna be friends with people that are shitty.
Yeah. But then, like, I don't know. I mean... No shade, religious people, but they're nice, yes, but it's just, like...
Surface level, maybe?
Yeah. And it's almost annoying for me to, like, encounter.
I don't know about all religions, but, like, I've had that experience. Like,
Mormons?
Yeah, I was gonna say when I was in high school.
Sorry. They're not listening to this, but cults.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's crazy how nice people are to you when they're trying to recruit you into their cult.
Oh my God.
When I was in high school, I went to high school with a lot of Mormons. And
me too, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went to like Mormon summer camp, actually. But
in Oregon?
Yeah.
Oh.
And it was fun. Like, no shade. But I just always felt like the Mormons in my class were, like, really nice to me, but then it would be like, oh, do you want to, like, go to church? And I was like, no.
Yeah, I was never invited to go to church by my Mormon friends, but I just felt like they were just extra nice to me because I was a gay kid in high school.
They wanted to convert you. They gave you a Book of Mormon, though. I was they never did. Gifted a Book of Mormon.
I was gifted a Book of Mormon, I think, also, I mean, it was a very nice gesture. Like, don't get me wrong. You know? That's... Yeah.
It is nice.
But, like, they highlighted verses in the book, too. And there was only, like, 4 verses highlighted. And I was like, do you even read this thing? I feel like if this book was so moving to you, there'd be a lot more to it that you would think would be powerful, right?
Yeah.
But, like, there was only... skimmed the book cover to cover and only found 4 things that they highlighted.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, well, and plus, like, Mormonism, maybe this is a hot take, but I'm pretty sure Joseph Smith found Egyptian golden tablets, like, in, like, Rochester, New York or something, and claimed he was, like,
So, the lore is that he said that he found these golden tablets and then, like, read them and then used that to make the Book of Mormon.
Yeah.
But...
Where are the tablets, though?
So, here's the story, is that he's... Allegedly, it was him and then one other dude that ever saw these tablets, because he, like, let the other dude... And then the other dude later on came out and said that he never actually saw the tablets.
Bogus.
So, basically, there are no tablets.
Bogus.
Yeah.
Literally bogus.
And somehow he managed to build have the most, like, liquid assets. They have more liquid assets than any other church.
Yeah.
The Catholic Church has more, like...
Physical money.
Physical assets, like, the Vatican, like, all the art is worth more.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, weird.
Anyway, I can't talk about Mormons anymore. It's making me mad.
Okay. Is war wrong?
Yeah.
I want to say in principle, yes. Yeah. No, no. It's wrong.
It's wrong.
Like, when I think of war, I think of the atomic bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Can you think of, like, that's one valid war?
No.
Exactly.
No. Maybe, like, I mean, do you consider, like, the Boston Tea Party?
That's not a war, that's a protest.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Okay. But, yeah. No, and, like, even during, well, I mean, what about, would you argue the American Revolution was a war?
That might be a valid war.
Yeah, because America wouldn't be America if it wasn't for that. But,
like, could we have settled that in a peaceful manner? Probably.
I mean, I don't think so. They tried doing it peacefully, and that's what...
Yeah.
And then they said no.
Well, it's valid.
The,
yeah.
Right?
It's valid on the American side, because they were just, like, sticking out for themselves.
I mean, I feel like that's our opinion, though, because we're just, like, red, white, and blue-blooded Americans, you know?
Yeah, but I'm allowed to be biased.
Yeah.
Because I like living here.
You do.
Yeah. But then, like...
They love Costco. I do. They have cheap gas. It's great.
That is great.
Yeah.
No tea, no shade to Costco.
Starbucks.
Hell yeah.
IKEA. Well, it's Swedish, but...
Yeah, you're right. Shit. I just like, freedom. But do we really have, like, freedom?
No. Freedom isn't free because the government rules over everything.
Yeah, can we just talk about how, like, the fact that America was founded because of, like, taxes, like, taxation without representation? And I feel like we're right back to that.
Do we even know what that means? I don't even know what that means. Taxation without representation? Taxation, like... What,
for no reason.
What's the representation part coming from, like... Oh, like...
Yeah,
valid,
like...
reason,
like,
coming,
they
from,
were,
coming from a government body, not,
yeah,
from, like, just anyone. Okay.
Yeah, like, the colonists were mad because the British were taxing them on, like, everything. Like, they were taxing them on tea, stamps, like, blah, 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 whatever.
We're taxed on everything, too.
But now we're taxed on everything, so we've circled back around.
It's just sales tax.
Yeah.
But, like...
I don't want to be taxed anymore for no reason. I get nothing.
Like, if we're already taxed from our paychecks, why are we taxed when we buy things?
I agree. Well, Oregon doesn't have sales taxes, which was really nice.
But is it already included, like, in...
No.
Like, the import or whatever? Or, like, as it crosses state lines?
No.
The cost goes up? No?
Because I also was a wholesale buyer at one point. There was no sales tax.
Oh.
It was great. But our income taxes
were
way
higher.
And payroll taxes were higher. So it all evens out.
Yeah. Okay. Wait, what's the difference between income and payroll tax?
Payroll tax is what your employer pays.
Got it.
And it's usually about the same as what you pay. So, like, let's say you pay $100 on a paycheck for your income taxes, your employer is also probably paying $100.
That's weird.
Isn't it weird? Yeah, so you're actually paying double to the government than what you even think.
Well, not me. I'm not paying double.
Well, you're not,
but, like,
but double is being paid. And that's why when you're self-employed, your taxes are so much higher, because there's no payroll tax being taken out.
Fascinating.
Okay, I'm sorry if that was boring, guys.
No, are we losing the audience?
Hopefully you learned something.
No, I feel like with this conversation, we're making people think.
Yes, think.
Yeah, or else 1984 is going to come to life.
You mean 17?
1984.
What's 1984?
George Orwell.
Oh, yeah.
Cheapest equals
five. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. It could.
It could.
Yeah.
It's because people stopped thinking.
Have you ever watched or read Brave New World?
No.
It's also like it's not George Orwell, but it's like along the same lines.
Same.
It's really good.
Same fantasy realm?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you should watch it. But it's more about, like, in my opinion, like, love conquers all than money.
How does the adage go? When the love of power succumbs to the power of love, the world will know peace. Is that how that saying goes, that expression?
I've never heard that, but I like it.
Yeah, like, when the love for power succumbs to the power of love,
well,
the
I
world
like
will
that.
Know peace.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's where we should be headed in society.
I have a tattoo on me. Revolution, but it's L-O-V-E is, yeah.
That's really cute.
Got it straight from Pinterest.
Sometimes we just need Pinterest's
It's help. The only one that I got from Pinterest. But it's I liked the message behind it, so.
Is that, like, the message, that quote? Or
just love, but...
Yeah, a revolution of love.
Yes. Yes.
I like it.
Because that's truly all that matters.
I agree.
Just be a good, just be a nice fucking person. I don't know.
Yeah, seriously.
It gets you a lot farther than...
being a dick?
Yeah.
Or a bitch?
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
But then again, there are dicks and bitches that are in really, really high positions of power, you know?
Yeah, but they're probably lonely.
RFK Jr. being our national health representative. Blink, blink. Like, what?
I don't have much to say about that.
There's a lot of people in... Elon Musk.
I drive a Tesla.
I know you drive a Tesla, but, like, Elon Musk.
I honestly know nothing about current events right now. Like...
Remember when he tried, the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE? Didn't they try getting access to, like, sensitive tax and, like, Social Security information of millions of Americans?
That sounds about right.
And I'm pretty sure it got, like, vetoed. But, like, I remember... Trump and Musk were, like, blatantly denying court orders and, like, gaining access to this information without permission. And, I mean, like, better to ask for forgiveness than permission, but I think that that proverb doesn't apply when you're in a high government position.
Well, and the more that I, like...
Trump's also a felon.
Well, back to Elon Musk. Like, apparently Teslas, like, are the car that can, like, observe and stalk you the most, like, I watched a video about it one time. I have, like, a built-in dash cam in my car.
You do?
Yeah. And I also have, like, you know, a bunch of cameras around the outside of the car just for, like, the backup camera. And so it can, like, all the, like, fun sensor stuff, like, whatever.
Yeah.
But apparently there's been some controversies of, like, footage of people getting leaked, like, from their car.
From, like, inside the car or from...
Outside, both. Like, there was a guy that was, like, naked in his garage, and the footage got leaked. Which, like, he has the right to be naked in his garage. This is his own home. And then, like...
Well, would that be public? Oh, wait, he was the owner of the car. The car was in the garage.
Yes.
And... Oh, wait, but if the car was off, why was it recording?
Exactly. So I think that Tesla is, like, always stalking you. Plus, when you plug your phone in, or, like, when you connect via Bluetooth, it gets access to all that data. So.
How does that make you feel as a Tesla owner?
I mean, I haven't done anything, like, crazy in front of my car. So
yeah.
It's fine.
Except for parking it.
Except for parking it
when you have to Uber home. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just a lot of footage of, like, parking garages at 4 in the morning.
Oh my god. Yeah. Elon Musk is basically like a government official. That's like crazy to me.
Yeah.
Anyways, do you think there's life after death?
I feel like it depends on the day.
Explain.
I feel like my religion changes every day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Like, sometimes I'm like, yeah.
Keeps your brain fresh.
Yeah, sometimes I'm like, yeah, like, totally, like, God, Jesus, like, yeah. And then the next day I'm like, a new age spirituality era. And then the next day I'm like, no, like, we're definitely worm food.
Mm.
I think today I'm, like, my like, reincarnation, like, we're here to learn a lesson in every life, like, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at today.
Like, I like the idea of, yeah, reincarnation, karma, not necessarily there being, like, a caste system, like, one level is better than the other, but...
There's a lesson in every level.
There's a lesson in every level, yes. Like, if you're an asshole now, you're gonna die and forget everything that you've lived in the past experience, and then you're gonna be, like, told by some benevolent being, you were an asshole. You're being reincarnated as a cockroach in New York City, you know? Like...
Or I even think it's, like... more profound than that. It's like, let's say you, like, I'm trying to think of a way to word this. you were like, I'll bleep the name, but like in a past life. And then you come back and you have to live as like a woman that gets her heart broken over and over again by like shitty guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So, like, and so you have to like pay for
your past life.
Not pay for your past life, but you have to like learn on your like soul journey to understand how that feels.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I don't know necessarily where my current juncture and my steps on the pier, like, I don't know where I am level-wise, but I don't think that's the point of trying to, like, guess where you're at.
No, I don't. I think you just have to, like, experience it.
Just, like, live.
Yeah.
And have fun while doing it. I don't know.
70% of Americans believe in life after death, apparently.
I feel like that's a very religious way of thinking, though. Going back to Mormonism, they believe that...
We can never stop talking about Mormons.
No, they believe, truly, that, like, they have their own planet in the solar system that their family gets, like, teleported to. Their soul will get teleported to, and they get to live on that planet together in perfect harmony.
It's only for men, though.
It's not for the family?
So, basically how it works is, like, you can't... That's, like, the highest level of heaven. So, if you did everything perfectly and there's, like, four steps...
Oh, my God, wait, I forgot about that. Yeah, there's different levels.
Yeah, so, like, me and Lucrezia would go to the worst level of heaven because we're, like, talking shit about Mormons, right?
Yeah, and apparently Hitler would be there, too.
No, because he didn't talk shit about Mormons. Like, talking shit about Mormons is the worst thing that you can do, according to them. And, but we only go there for, I can't remember if it was 500 or 5,000 years, and then we get to go to the, like, okay place.
What?
And then there's another one above that, that you're, like, Christian or Mormon, but you, like, didn't do everything right. And then the highest one is, like, you have to do all four things. I think it's baptized, Mormon married, which is, like, a different thing than normal married, and then... There's some other things, but I can't remember what they are. And then you get to have your own planet, but only if you're a man and or... So then the man gets to be, like, a god of his own planet. But if you're married to that man, then you get to be, like, the queen or whatever. So...
So weird.
It's really weird. I was drunk texting the Mormon missionaries the other night.
Really?
Yeah, because, so, well, it was fine, whatever. I thought it wasn't that funny. I thought it was going to be funnier, but my friend gave the Mormon missionaries my phone number last year for April Fool's. And then I just told them, like, hey, I'm sorry, like, someone else gave me your number, or gave my number to you. Sorry.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not interested. And then they were like, okay, no problem. They just randomly texted me, like, on a random Tuesday last week, and I was like, should I, like, try and mess with them? And they, but all it said was, like, hey, is this Sage? And then I just responded.
What did you say to them?
Well, I responded when I was drunk, and I was like, I should just, like, try and mess with them, and I just said, yes, this better not be, I think I just said John, like, just a random guy name.
Oh, for, yeah.
Like, I was like, whatever. But then they didn't, like, play into it, so I didn't respond. They just were like, this is, like, the LDS church, we wanted to send you some stuff, and I just didn't respond. Sorry, that was boring.
No, it wasn't boring, it's just, like, you know, like, I hate that. I literally would have just blocked the number immediately.
Yeah, but I was trying to have fun with it.
I don't know. I also have a weird thing with, like... missionary culture.
Yeah.
No, just missionary culture in any religion, in anything. I haven't seen one in a very long time, now that I'm thinking about it. Now that we're talking about it, I'll just, like, watch one fucking...
Well, they're targeting me directly, so...
That's true. Well, indirectly, kind of, because you didn't give
them... I didn't give them,
and they also didn't reach out. They only reached out to you because someone gave you their information.
They pranked me.
Yeah. I mean, funny ass prank, though.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's really good. Okay, I'm sure we'll come back to Mormonism at some point. Should we use animals' chest products to ensure they are safe for humans?
No.
I mean, I guess I don't really know all that goes into testing products on animals.
Yeah.
Like,
I think there's,
like, for, like, skincare products, they just, like, I don't know, I feel like it'd be kind of a slay to, like, rub a rat with, like, red mall serum, you know? Like, what if it gets, like, really nice skin? You know?
I think that it's more testing individual chemicals than
the actual product.
Yeah, the actual product. And I know from, I've been animal rights my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
They've, at a time, animal testing was necessary, but they've developed better ways to do it now. Like, they can use, like, a culture of, like, human cells to test it.
Oh, okay.
So, it's not really necessary anymore, but some countries have laws that still mandate animal testing, which doesn't really make sense to me.
Yeah. Weird.
Yeah. Sad.
It is sad. But, yeah, I guess I also just don't pay attention to any of my labels anymore to see if they're, like, cruelty-free or whatever.
I don't really either, because I feel like my one purchase isn't really going to make a difference. Which is sad, but...
But if it's something I consistently buy, like, skincare, you know?
That's true. There are a lot of cruelty-free products now.
Yeah.
I know my foundation isn't cruelty-free, but it's the only foundation that doesn't oxidize on my face.
Mm.
And so I'm like,
eh. Which foundation is it? Track them.
I feel like I shouldn't advertise for them after they said they weren't cruelty-free.
We're not advertising for them.
I don't know, I use Lancome.
Oh, aren't they like a luxury company?
Yeah.
Fuck
but
them.
They,
yeah.
Yeah, they do test on animals. Or did at one point. They're not cruelty-free. But they do make a damn good product.
Bowie. Right? It's Paris, right?
Yes.
Okay. Would you leave a note with your details if you cause a small amount of damage to someone's car and no one saw you do it?
Yeah.
I've done it before, and I didn't leave a note. But because there literally was no damage to their car, there was only a dent in my car.
That's fine.
Okay.
If there is no damage to their car.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, right. I would be so paranoid, though. Because
that
one,
there's, like, cameras and shit or whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, nobody would say anything if there was no damage on their car.
Yeah. If there's no damage, it's fine. But somebody that I know one time hit and ran in a parking lot.
Oh.
And the cops showed up at their house, like... 20 minutes later, because there was cameras.
But, like, a hit and run? If you clearly, like...
I don't remember how bad the damage was.
Well, enough for it to be called a hit and run.
Yeah.
Then,
but luckily,
yeah.
Like, the victim of said hit and run and the police were cool and, like, it was all settled and nobody got arrested. But, yeah, like, that just is in my mind. It's something that could happen. There are cameras everywhere.
In your Tesla?
Yes.
In your Tesla?
Yes.
Wait, so when you say that there's a dash cam in your Tesla, is it, like, recording everything? Like
I don't know.
If you got into an accident, could you, like, call Tesla and be like, hey, can you get my dash cam footage?
No, I think I have to have, like, a certain setting toggled on, which I don't.
Hmm.
Because it drains the battery.
Should there be age restrictions on marriage?
I think that they should be higher. It should be higher than 18.
Do you think it should be higher?
Well, like, not actually, because I kind of think you should be able to do everything at 18.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think the drinking age, marriage, like, it should just all be 18.
Yeah.
But I do think it's crazy.
I don't think it should be lower than 18. That's
no.
Pretty damn sure. Yeah.
I think it's kind of crazy that you can get married before you can drink. Or smoke.
You can also pull out hundreds of thousands of dollars in student loans before you can drink.
Yeah. So maybe we should make it all 21? I don't know.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know.
There's no good answer.
Even like voting too.
I don't know. I don't have the answers. But I don't think anyone should get married before they're at least like 22, 23.
Yeah. So if you're below that and married, sorry, but...
No offense, but...
No offense, but maybe just we just haven't...
Most of the people that I know that got married at that super young age, I feel like were pressured by their family or religion.
Mm.
But that's just me. And my family conditioned me like quite the opposite. Like they were like, you don't have any business getting married until you're 30. So it just all depends on your background, I guess.
Well, and plus like marriage is just, I don't know.
There's financial
benefits.
That's
like, so, I mean, yeah, but that's probably like the least of my concern. It's just like, why would you want to get the state of Arizona involved? Like if you really love someone, you should just be just like in relation.
You can just
them. You can just be in relation with them.
Yeah.
Like,
I agree.
You can also just say that you're married and not legally be married. Right?
But one thing that I'm surprised isn't more common is getting married for, I would call it like a FAFSA marriage. FAFSA is like the, you have to fill out, it's the government agency that you get student loans from,
yep.
Or like grants, scholarships, whatever. If you are married, then your parents' income doesn't count. So I'm surprised that more people don't get FAFSA married like they get green card married. Because just like marry your friend and then get a divorce in 4 years.
But then wouldn't the IRS come for you?
You really think that they're investigating? Like, I don't think it's common enough.
I mean, it's common enough.
I don't know anyone
talking about it.
That's done it. I'm saying I'm surprised that it, like, I don't know anyone that's done that.
Oh.
Well. But also, PSA, if you wait till you're 24, then you're no longer on your parents' income. So if you want to go back to school after that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh, well, then that's probably why nobody does it.
Well, I don't know why guidance counselors don't talk about the 24 years old thing. Because if you are in a position where your parents make too much money, for you to qualify for scholarships or student loans, but they don't make enough to pay, or they don't want to pay, you can wait a couple of years. Well, I guess it's 6 years, but...
America's capitalism.
Yeah.
Well, based on capitalism, and, you know...
They just want to make money.
The due process is just to encourage people just to spend money on education.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should it be compulsory to pass a test before being allowed to have kids?
Nobody is more passionate about this than my mother.
Oh. Carrie. So,
should we call her?
Does she think yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's call her up.
Okay.
And ask her what we think the question should be.
Should it be compulsory to pass a test?
Also, if she doesn't answer, that's illegal. She's my mom.
Hi, this is Carrie. Leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks.
Well,
what would Carrie say if she were on the line with us now?
I think she would say, yes, that you have to prove a certain, like, financial stability and, like, you have to take parenting classes. Basically, and it's not even because the parenting classes will teach you anything, it just shows you, like, a level of commitment. But she's, like on one of the, like, whenever this comes up, she's like, everyone at the age of 16 should have, like, mandatory birth control until they can, like, pass this test.
Also, there's nothing wrong with birth control. And if anything, I think that male birth control should be more normalized. And
mandatory,
like,
vasectomies.
Yeah, I mean, I guess
I'm
so.
Kidding.
Well, but like scientists are developing like a boy pill.
Yeah, I think that it's more of a problem for women because when you start like doing hormonal birth control, it can affect other things.
Yeah, it literally affects your development.
Yeah.
Period. And then scientists are just like, wait, we had this backwards the whole time. Like, we can do the same thing with male birth control, but it'll have little to no effects at all. Whereas on the flip side, it's like borderline harmful for like female birth control. IUDs?
Yeah.
Getting something put inside of you to block, like...
I know two people that have gotten pregnant with an IUD.
I mean, they're not 100% effective.
They're not, and it's super dangerous if you get pregnant with an IUD still in.
Yeah. Well, I can only imagine, because then your uterus is, like, expanding and moving, and then there's just this piece of plastic inside of you.
Yeah. Luckily, no. Both of those people ended up being fine and having healthy babies, but it can also go horribly awry.
I don't know. Thank God I was born a gay man, because having a child will never be a surprise for me, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, I can really, really think about being, like, yeah, okay.
You have to put a lot of effort in.
Yes.
Maybe that's, like, kind of what my mom is implying, is that, like...
Everyone should be gay.
Sure. No, everyone should have to, like, put that amount of thought and effort into, like, creating a child. Yeah. It shouldn't just be, like, oops, or, like, oh, like,
yeah.
I'm not even going to think about it. Like,
yeah.
She was married for 10 years before she had her first kid. So.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it really matters if you have a kid first or get married first, but, like.
Yeah. But they were together for a really long time. Like,
yeah.
They were solid.
And they're still going strong, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still together.
Okay. Is it okay to do your kids' homework for them to avoid them getting into trouble at school? No, it's not. Speaking from a personal experience, because I mean, like, it's a lesson on accountability. Like, I vividly remember, like, not having my homework done, and I was totally, like, it was, like, second grade, and that was, like, one of the, you know, the grade two shoes at that time. And, yeah, ever since then, like, I remember having to be, like, I didn't do this.
Does
Sorry.
It, like, haunt you forever?
Well, I mean, not anymore, because I feel like I kind of grew, I obviously grew out of that, you know? I would say that, I mean, no one's perfect. I'm not perfect, but I'm, like, 95% accountable, I would say.
One time my parents did my homework for me. And I still remember it. And it was, like, third grade. And, like, I felt so guilty.
Well, at least you still felt guilty, but...
But maybe that's, like, to say that it doesn't really matter either way. Oh. Like, either... You're gonna have that, like, guilt and accountability, or you're not.
But then what about the people that don't have that?
They just already wouldn't have had that. Nature versus nurture, maybe? I don't know.
I don't know either. But, yeah, no.
Probably not.
I'm still gonna say no.
Because also the point of homework is so that, like...
You can learn.
You can learn.
Is it okay to go out in public in your pajamas?
No.
I mean, like, you can do whatever you want, but...
It's not illegal.
It's not illegal, but, like, I don't know, like...
Well, caveat, I will go out in public in, like, what I was sleeping in.
But they're not.
But they're not, like...
pajamas.
It's, like, leggings and, like, a t-shirt.
Yeah. I don't know, like, I go out in public, like, sometimes I go out in public wearing jeans, a t-shirt, and a nice jacket, and then I have socks and sandals on. Like, there's kind of a spectrum to this.
Yeah.
Like, when I'm dressed down, I'm... Also, like, my standard of dressing down is usually, like, people are like, you look great, though. And I'm like, well...
I admit that sometimes when I have yoga class early in the morning... I just go to sleep in clothes that I know that I can wear to yoga class, and it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine. But, I mean, like, I don't know. I don't know if you've ever noticed this, but, like, when you're wearing something that you feel good in, people notice that.
Yeah. No, I think that people should take pride in their appearance.
Yes.
For sure.
Like, the way that you carry yourself and do your hair, do your makeup, on your outfit, like...
Yeah.
It does matter.
For sure. And I'm, like, it's interesting how this varies, like, location to location, because in Oregon, I would see people out in, like, full, like, just flannel pajamas, like, onesies, like, they didn't give a fuck. But I've never really seen that in Arizona or California.
I mean, I saw it in high school, and that's different.
Okay.
It's high school, but it's also not, like...
No, I'm talking about, like, in the grocery store.
Yeah, you don't really see that.
No.
That often.
No. We passed the line.
Yeah. Oh my god. You read the next one.
Okay. Okay. Is the world a happier place because of technology?
No, I think that WALL-E was way ahead of its time when it was released, and everything that's happening now is conclusive to that story.
I mean, I think WALL-E's a little extreme, but...
Well, but it's...
It's just like now, of course, I can never give up social media or all that stuff. Like, I wouldn't, like, give it up. But I think that my life would be better if I just, like, never knew the difference.
See, I don't know, because social media specifically... I mean, I had social media growing up, and, like, I don't think I got... I didn't get my first cell phone until freshman year in high school. It was after my after my 8th grade promotion. And I mean, I remember having an iPod in elementary through
not iPod Touch.
I didn't get my iPod Touch until like 7th grade, like okay. middle school. And even then I had social media, but I couldn't use it until I was like in Wi-Fi, you know?
Yeah.
So my use was already restricted in that manner, which probably was a blessing in disguise. But no, like, I recall always having, like, private accounts, not by my parents' choice, but just my personal choice, and, I still have a private account to this day, minus the Lucrezio account, obviously, but, no, like, my main daily intake of social media is usually on my private accounts.
Yeah.
And plus, I feel like those, I don't know, I just never, like, surrounded those accounts with, like, debauchery and weird things. So, like, it's... I feel like I still had a normal-ish childhood, even growing alongside social media. Never... Still not on TikTok. Wait, how have we not brought that up yet? I'm not on TikTok, you guys. I have an account, but I have not posted anything.
He needs to be on TikTok.
Like, Sage will send me TikToks, and I just won't watch them because it opens the TikTok app, and I don't want to be on it. Well, I mean, I guess I have to... figure it out one day.
Yes.
One day.
But I'm gonna force him.
I know.
But, I mean, I wouldn't say I had, like, debauchery growing up, but I had, like, unrestricted access to
the internet.
Do you
remember Kick messaging?
I was never a kicker.
Neither was I, but I knew people that were kickers.
Yeah, I knew people that were Omegalers, too.
They were, oh, that too. And
I Omegaled not until I was in high school. Just, like, with my friends, but there was definitely dicks on there.
I've never been on Omegle.
We should do that on the podcast.
I would... veto.
Veto, okay.
Veto. I mean, not a horrible idea, but no, it's just weird. That's weird.
It is weird.
Exposing yourself.
But it... Well, it's just, like, why do men have to make it weird? Because it... Like, it's a cool concept if you think about it, just being, like, matched up with a random person to, like, chit-chat and... have a good time, but
yeah.
Then gross men have to make it weird.
Yeah.
Just like with everything. So. But yeah, I think that our age group was interesting because, like, we got handed technology, like, as it was coming out.
We were the first ones.
We were the first ones.
Truly experience it for what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Without, like, parents knowing how to restrict it, right? Because, like, the parents now, if you talk to them, they're like, yeah, no, my kid's not getting a phone until, like, this age, whatever. Like, I restrict this and this and this.
I think that's an unpopular...
You think that's an unpopular opinion?
Yeah, because kids, at least the kids that I see, like, in Scottsdale and shit, they be having phones and, like, tablets and shit. I mean, I'm sure, hopefully, there's some sort of restriction on the actual, like, device itself. But, like, yeah, no, kids have technology everywhere, all the time. And plus, if we were able to figure out, like, workarounds and, like, I used to literally hack, like, the computers in my elementary school to download Minecraft. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. There was always workaround.
There was always workaround. And, like, the kids nowadays, there's no way that they're not smarter with technology than we were.
I used to have...
Even at the time, we were really smart with it, you know?
Yeah. So, I, like, my... parents' favorite punishment was to take away my phone when I was being bad, right? So I just, like, figured out that I, like, At the time, it was, like, the thing that you didn't trade in your phone, so you just, like, had a bunch of old phones, like, in a drawer somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I just figured out that I could just charge my old phone and use that. Whatever, they took my phone away. Like,
yeah.
The kids are always three steps ahead, unfortunately.
Yeah, and nowadays, if you get your phone taken away, you probably still have access to a browser on a computer, so you can literally get to anything. If you know your Apple ID and password, you can literally access your entire phone, but on a computer, like...
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, yeah, it's...
Good luck to all the parents, honestly.
Yeah. You, no one is safe, and you can't keep track of anything. Would you break the law to help someone you care about? It truly depends on how dire the situation is.
Yeah. I think I would just say yes.
Yes, with an asterisk. Like...
Depends on the person, depends on how much I care, depends on what law I'm breaking, obviously.
Yeah, I can't even think of, like, even the craziest of scenarios of when this would happen. Like...
I can think of some crazy scenarios.
I mean, think of them right now.
Like, it just makes me think of the whole Brian Laundry thing. Like, do you know that story?
No. Brian Laundry?
And Gabby Petito. It's because you're not on TikTok.
Wait, Gabby Petito, that name sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Was she a YouTuber at some point?
Well, Gabby Petito and Brian Laundry had, like, a little, like, vlogger channel, if I remember correctly, because they were doing van life, their boyfriend-girlfriend. And then she goes missing. It was really sus.
Oh, wait, there's a documentary on Frontline about this.
Yeah.
My mom was watching it the other day.
Yeah. But I think that the conspiracy is that his parents, like, totally covered up for him.
Mm-hmm.
Because now he's, like, MIA. Nobody knows where he is. Some people think he, like, died, whatever. I mean, I kind of think his parents covered for him.
Yeah.
And I don't know what that feels like to have a kid, you know?
I mean... I was raised with, what's the word? Like, I don't know. Like, my family always said, like, well, if you ever go to jail, none of us are picking you up.
I would totally bail my family members out of jail.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
like,
I'll bail you out of jail.
Well, I mean, I haven't had to be bailed out of jail yet. But, like, yeah, so... Like, if I murdered someone in cold blood, like, there's no way that they would...
Like, help you?
Yeah. In any way, shape, or form.
Yeah. But I do feel like when push comes to shove, people change their minds.
I mean, I would be shocked and bewildered if that were the case. But, I mean, I just think it's best not to murder people.
I'm not saying to murder people. Or that I would cover for any of my family members if they committed,
like,
murder.
Like, if you murdered someone, I wouldn't cover for you.
That's fair. I wasn't planning on murdering.
And I would hope it would be the same way around,
yeah,
too.
Let's just not murder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just said that, but whatever.
No, I was thinking more along the lines of, like, more minor crimes.
Like... If we still worked together and, like, the cops came in and be like, hey, Sage, you overserved this person, I would totally, like, lie under oath and be like, what are you talking about? This person never came in here.
Yeah, like a little, yeah.
Yeah, like, something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Even though, I mean, like, in Arizona, we never get, I've never at
Can
least
you get been, in trouble for that?
Yes. Well, so, like, if you overserve someone and then they leave your establishment and get into, like, a drunk driving accident and, like, kill someone, they can, like... trace their way back to where they came from, and if they remember enough to be like, oh, I was here and this was my server, like, then they can, like,
that should not be a thing, because we don't know how they're gonna get home. They could be calling a Lyft, they could be walking.
I mean, you're still technically held liable, technically, the establishment.
Somebody that I know will just start giving NA wines if they
can't tell the difference, so...
Because they can't tell the difference.
Fuck them, yeah.
So, honestly, it's smart.
But not everywhere has any wine, so...
Yeah.
That's the thing.
That sucks.
Mm. But, yes, with an asterisk, I would break the law for someone that I cared about. If it was, I don't know, like, oh my god. If it was a significant other, if I were to ever get a significant other,
You will.
Eventually. But, no, to to me, that would be a steaming red flag, and I would be gone immediately.
Yeah, I want to say that. I would agree, but probably not.
Really?
I'd probably break the law.
Like Bonnie and Clyde break the law, or like...
No, I'm talking about like stuff that not everyone does, but that's like justifiable. Like, I remember in a psychology class once, this was in high school, they had like this Venn diagram up on the board or whatever.
Yeah.
And we had to like...
The board or whatever.
What else would it be? It was like a whole psychological deep dive into how there's this Venn diagram of things, like that these things would all be in the middle, that are illegal but they're socially acceptable, right?
What?
That are illegal but still socially acceptable.
Like, example, like what? If you can
remember. Like speeding would be like the easiest one, right?
Yeah.
But then there's things that you start to get in that are debatable, like illegal drugs, drinking and driving, like those are things that, like, those are debatable whether they're socially acceptable. It depends on your circle, but it was like a really interesting thing to like sit and debate as a class and like try and put poor things in that category. And I think that it was like a pretty long list by the time we got to the end of it. So yeah.
Interesting. I mean, it would depend, again, going back to the significant other thing, it would depend on what it was.
What you're doing, yeah.
Like, if they murdered someone, I'm not going to be their significant other anymore.
Yeah, I agree. Just putting that out there.
I know it comes back to murder every time, but, like, you know. Like,
there's a lot of other crimes.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know, like, if... Have you ever thought about... Like, what if you had a boyfriend that was a secret, like, mob boss? Or, like, in the mafia or something?
I probably wouldn't be okay with that, but...
To me, it sounds really cool, though.
It does, like, sound really cool on paper, but I think that I would be, like...
You think it'd be, like...
So scared all the time.
Kind of like the cartels. Like, cartel wife? Do you think it's, like, on the same line?
Okay, here's, like, the thing. I think if I knew that about them initially, I would just, like, never let myself, like, catch feelings for them.
Okay.
But if I... already liked them,
what if
I found out, then I'd be like too far in. I would like have to be a mob boss's wife.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I could forgive and forget. Let go of God, you know?
Yeah.
Just because, like, I just think about like narcos and shit and all those poor women who had literally nothing to do with anything but just got like murdered in cold blood.
Oh, you're right.
And I'll just be like, yeah, not worth it. Like,
yeah.
No.
No, I don't want to be a drug dealer's wife.
Neither do I. Like, if I found out that the person I was seeing and interested in was a drug dealer, it would be, like, such an immediate turn off for me that I'll just be like, we just can't, no, like...
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, no. Because once you bring up that point of, like, you could get murdered because of something
yes,
that
just
they
because
did,
of your affiliation.
Yeah. Yeah, no, never mind.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe we should move on.
Do you believe euthanasia should be legalized? Yes.
No.
Why?
Because I think this is an extremely hot take. Not something that should ever be put on a doctor or a legal system. Like, if you really want to kill yourself, it's not that hard.
Well, but like...
This is for people, by the way, not pets.
Yes. okay. No, I mean, like, yes, I agree with you. If you really wanted to kill yourself, there's, like, other, or unalive, or...
I can just silence it.
Well, trigger warning, euthanasia. But, I guess put that in before I... But, no, like, isn't it, where is it, Sweden or Switzerland?
And Oregon.
Don't they, really?
Mm-hmm.
Is it the death pod? That's not the official name for it. That's just, like, a nickname that it has. But it's, like, literally, like a cryo chamber almost that, like...
I think they just give you drugs that kill you.
There's that, too.
That's what it is in Oregon.
Oh, okay. But, there's, like, other things. I think you can literally be put in, like, a sarco death pod. Sarco death pod. And, you're just, like, in a room, and there's just, like, pretty things all around you. And then, like, it's usually for people who are just, like, really old and don't. Or have a terminal illness.
Yeah,
and
that's
like,
the way that it is in Oregon. It's like if you have a terminal illness.
Yeah. But like if I was 102 years old and like
I don't know. I just don't think it's something that should be, like, put on someone else, if that makes sense. Like, the movie, like, what's that movie called? Me Before You.
I'm not a movie buff.
Me neither, and I haven't even seen the movie, but I've seen enough clips on TikTok to qualify as seeing the movie.
Okay.
Where this guy, like, it's a romantic movie. Like, mm-hmm. He can't walk, he's paraplegic, whatever. Yep. His caretaker falls in love with him, and then he still decides he wants to go to Sweden and do the thing. And, like, she's absolutely, like, ruined, like, I don't know.
But then that involves, someone else, though.
Isn't, like, there always a reason to live?
Not if you want to kill yourself.
T.
Next. what a great one to end on. Should you be fined if you were caught not returning your shopping trolley to the allocated area?
No.
I'm assuming it's shopping cart?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you shouldn't.
I mean, whenever I see it, I think, like, wow. Scum of the earth.
Well, I've been that scum of the earth a bunch.
Why?
Just, I don't know, because I was running late.
Just get a few extra steps and just, like, put it away. Because you were running late, then why'd you go to the store in the first place if you were running late?
Shit show.
Type B. But, I mean, I don't think people should get fined, no, but...
It's a thing in Europe.
Really?
Because they have,
I'm assuming because it's this shopping trolley.
Well, it's not really a fine, but, like, to even get a shopping cart, you have to put a quarter in.
Oh.
And so, like, you have to bring it back to get your... Or it's not a quarter, it's, like, it's a dollar, because it's a euro, so it's a dollar, which is, like, $1.25.
Fascinating. Well, I mean, like, it is annoying, though, when you're driving through a parking lot and it's busy, and then there's a fucking shopping cart that's, like, taking up a quarter of your space, and you can't park there, because there's a fucking shopping cart there.
Okay, well, I never did that. I would always, like, shove it up on the curb or something.
No, but then some poor worker has to go and, like, Tetris it out in between all these fucking cars.
Okay, sorry.
Butterfly effect. Like, think about
it. Well, maybe the butterfly effect worked in their favor. Like, maybe because they were out there Tetrising, they had a little meet cute, and then met their spouse.
Have you ever met someone in a parking lot that you were minutely interested in?
No.
No, exactly. So. And the shopping trolley collector doesn't care whether the people around him live or die. So.
Okay. Sorry.
No, but, like, whenever I go to Costco.
Maybe I have, like, bad karma for that.
No, like, it's, like, not that deep. But, like, whenever I do go to Costco and I see someone put their shopping cart, like, on the curb and then get in their car, I will literally, the last time I was at Costco, I got out of my car to go into Costco, I grabbed their shopping cart, looked at them getting in their car while I was grabbing it, and then I walked it to the little parking spot for all the shopping carts in the parking lot.
Good job.
Yeah.
You did your good deed.
We made eye contact, too, and I was like... Because it's stupid. Like, the shop, like, it was literally 10 spots over from where we were both parked. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Good karma coming your way.
I hope so.
Wait, I do remember one more story from the week that
What's
I can
that?
Tell.
Oh, from the week, okay.
Yes. Not like an update, it's just like a story. So.
Should we go return these, by the way?
No, it's fine. He has so much guilt in his soul.
No, not really.
We'll bring him back next time we go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, I'm in this Facebook group, Are We Dating the Same Guy, Phoenix? Just because I love the gossip.
Yes.
Love the lore. It's very entertaining.
Wait, is this the person that you said that you finally recognized someone on there?
Yes.
Okay.
So, I finally, like, I was, like, waiting for my turn to, like, recognize somebody on there. And I felt like it should have happened sooner just because, like, I am a bartender, so I feel like I, like, meet a lot of people. And, like, I definitely witness a lot of dates against my will.
Oh, God.
I hate first dates.
We could have a whole episode about that.
Yeah, I hate it. One time, people started making out at the bar in front of me. I had to hide in the back. It was really bad.
I'm not going to talk about PDA right now. Yeah
no, we don't need to get into that.
No.
But this is a totally different person. So, like... two or three years ago, this was before I even lived in Phoenix, one of my really good friends was dating this guy that lived in Phoenix, so I came out to visit them, and then he tried to set me up with one of his friends. Let's just call him Phil, the friend, Phil.
Ew, what an ugly name, though. Okay. Sorry, Phils.
Whatever. This name, Phil, is nothing like his real name, so.
Oh, okay.
I don't even know why I wasn't interested in him. I just wasn't. I was like, okay, no. He is really cute, so it was just like a vibe. And never spoke to him again, whatever. We still follow each other on Instagram.
Yeah.
And then I see him on this Are We Dating the Same Guy Phoenix, and all, like, 3 years later.
Did you dodge a bullet?
I dodged a bullet.
Mm.
All of these people were like, or all these women were just like, run, like, he's really cute, but, like, he sucks, like, whatever. So anyway, I dodged a bullet.
Also, like, man, like, why do you suck? Like, I don't know, like, what,
like, why do you suck?
Why do you suck? Because, like, when I think about it, I'm just like, even at the prospect of a relationship, I'm just like, oh my god, like, I have to, like, really think deep about it, because I'm just like, ugh. Like, this is a person that you're inviting into your life.
Mm-hmm.
And you're both going to affect each other in positive and negative ways.
I don't know if straight men see it that way. I don't think they think.
But they should.
They should. But I don't think they think.
Like, relationships are very powerful in that way.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like,
that was, like, my other update for the week.
Fabulous. Well, okay, wait, I also, this type of group or social media setting, like, posting guys on a page. Well, wait, was it you and Chance that were talking about it, or was,
yeah.
I may or may not have seen it on a podcast, too, because this is obviously common knowledge, but, like, the ethics of it.
I don't think I would ever post someone on there. I just observe. And I've never commented, like, I didn't say anything when I saw that guy. I just observe.
Okay.
Because I do think it is, like, low-key unethical.
I'm pretty sure it was on, no, I think I saw this on a podcast before. It was The Bald and the Beautiful with Trixie Mattel and Katya. They, I think, were talking about this, and they were just like, yeah, like, you would see people, like, just, they were like, oh, I matched this guy on Tinder. And they're,
like,
constantly.
That's, like, most of it is.
Okay, like, but, like, they were just constantly uploading these people.
Mm-hmm.
The same person, like, multiple times a month, like, every few weeks, whatever. A new person. And, like, the ethics of it is just, like, I mean, just, like, I mean, have the experience for yourself. But also, like, should you even be looking for a relationship if you're that concerned about, like,
no.
What? You know what I mean?
And, like, it's just kind of weird. Like, it's the same thing of, like, dating apps being weird.
Yeah.
It's like,
well, I mean, that's kind of the basis of this entire,
yeah,
like, social.
It's just weird.
These Facebook groups. It is interesting. I mean, it'd be fun to just look at for the drama or whatever, you know?
That's what I do.
And plus, I mean, like, now you know, right? So if you did meet this person IRL, you could be like, oh, that's funny. Like, if you gave them a proposition, I don't know, like, literally playing this game with someone on a first date, I think would give you, like, a really good idea about
who they are.
Yeah. What about the people that don't have internal monologues?
Yeah,
that's
crazy.
We can't get into... Okay, bye.
Bye.